Turn your Bibles, we're going to be in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 2. And as you're turning there, it's time for some great Christmas jokes. Are we ready? Now, if you have a seatbelt, strap it on. What did Santa say to Mrs. Claus after he stepped in a big puddle? It must have rained, dear. Why is the Christmas alphabet different from the original alphabet? The Christmas alphabet has no L. No L. What did the gingerbread man put on his bed? He covered it with a cookie sheet. How did the elves clean Santa's sleigh after that long night? With sanitizer, come on. What is a Christmas tree's favorite candy? Ornaments. What happens if you eat? Now you know you're going to repeat these. What happens if you eat Christmas decorations? I know it was inevitable, but today's the day. If you eat Christmas decorations, you get tinselitis. Who is a Christmas tree's favorite singer? Spruce Springsteen. All right, last one. Why was the snowman looking through the carrots at the grocery store? He was picking his nose. Hey, you know you're going to repeat these. You know it. Amen. Anyhow, it is Christmas time. That is my absolute favorite time of year. I love all the lights, the decorations. I love the nativity scenes, the Christmas carols, family coming together, and of course, the true Christmas story. Amen. Most of us, we are familiar with the story of the wise men. That was our scripture reading this morning. And these wise men, these magi, they were experts in the study of stars. They were experts in astrology. So when they saw this supernatural star, when they saw this divine, miraculous star, the Bible tells us they came from the far east and they followed this star into Jerusalem and then into Bethlehem, and then ultimately it led them to Messiah, Jesus Christ himself. Now, most know that story fairly well, but this morning I want us to consider a different group of wise men. These were not so wise wise men. And this group of wise men, they chose not to go to Bethlehem, and as a result, they missed the Messiah. Let's start reading in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him." And when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared, And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. When these wise men heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. So the first thing I want us to see this morning is that these unwise wise men, they knew the location. Verse 3 says, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with them. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. Here we're introduced to this second group of wise men. King Herod had summoned them in his presence to his court, and he demanded of them, where will the Christ, where will Messiah be born? Now, you have to pay close attention to their response in verse 6. So they told Herod, they told the king, they said, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. Where was it written by the prophet? In God's word. Amen. He says, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. They knew the Bible. They knew the scriptures. They knew the words of the prophets inspired by God himself. In verse 6, they were quoting exactly the scripture from Micah 5:2. Word for word, that is Micah 5:2. They knew the prophecies. They knew the exact location where the Messiah was to be born. They knew the word of God, but they missed God in the flesh, the babe of Bethlehem. And these wise men, if you read through the Bible, you'll see that these unwise wise men would miss the Savior over and over and over. And throughout Christ's earthly ministry, they would challenge him and they would deny his deity. They rejected his incarnation, the truth that he was God in the flesh. Emmanuel, God come down to us. Now, these unwise wise men, these scribes, these chief priests, they would become a constant thorn in Jesus' side his entire ministry. Matthew 21, verse 15. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that Jesus did, and the children crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. Mark 14, 1. After 2 days, it was the Passover and the feast of the unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes, listen to what they did. They sought how they might take Jesus by trickery and put him to death. Not only were these unwise wise men a thorn in his side, but they would also be literally the source of the crown of thorns that were jammed into his skull. Matthew chapter 16, verse 21. From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and be raised on the third day. Gospel of John, chapter 14. Chapter 19, verse 5. Then Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and a purple robe. And Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." These chief priests, these scribes, these were the religious leaders in the nation of Israel at that time. These unwise wise men were not only a constant thorn in Jesus' side, but they were the ones who literally led to the crown of thorns being rammed into his skull. And unfortunately today, most are just like these scribes and these chief priests. They fail to recognize Jesus for who he truly is. Many say that Jesus, no doubt, he was a good man. He helped the poor. He helped those in need. He cared for the widows. He cared for the elderly, the sick. Some even say that he was an absolute great teacher, a great rabbi. He taught in the synagogues. He would teach whoever would gather, the multitudes when they gathered. He taught Nicodemus and anyone who would come to him with questions. He taught the great philosophy of the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount. And even others say that he was a great prophet of God, no different from Isaiah and Ezekiel or even Jeremiah or Moses. But all of these false viewpoints fall way short of who Jesus Christ, the Messiah, truly is. He is Almighty God come down to us in the flesh. He isn't just a good man. He is the creator of all mankind. He isn't just a good teacher. He is the giver of all wisdom. And he isn't just a good prophet, a great prophet of God. He is the one in whom the prophets speak of. Amen. He is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. He is the Christ of Christmas, our precious Savior, and Lord of all. Amen. Too many today are, I was going to say walking through life, but really they're stumbling through life with a false sense of eternal security. Too many believe since, mom and dad, they went to church and I went to church when I was younger, then I'm okay. I've never murdered anybody. I try to be a good person. I'm okay. They claim to know Jesus with their mouth, but they fall short of truly knowing him with their heart. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. The Bible tells us that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, but believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see, just having a head knowledge of who Jesus is doesn't mean that you know Jesus. Amen. Most of us, we know who Bill Clinton is, right? But do we know who Bill Clinton is? Most of us never met him. There's a difference between knowing who someone is and knowing that person. You see, Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship. It's knowing Jesus Christ with all your heart. And these unwise wise men, these chief priests, these scribes, they are a perfect example of religion. Now, we need to understand that religion is 100% man-made. You'll never hear about religion in the Bible. Amen? Religion is man-made. It's man's attempt to try to reach God. We try to be a good person and we try to do this and try to do that and earn God's favor, and we never ever can. Amen. And God knows this, and God sees us in our helpless and hopeless condition, and that's why he sent Jesus to come down to us to make a way in a manger through his son, Jesus Christ. But these chief priests, these scribes, these unwise wise men, they're perfect examples of religion. We need to understand that Jesus cannot be found with our eyes. He can't be found with our hands, with our mind. Jesus can only be found with our heart. Amen. Second thing I want us to see is that these unwise wise men, they also knew the scriptures. Verse 6, going back to our original text. In verse 6, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, they quoted Micah 5:2. They quoted the prophet Micah. They knew the scriptures. They knew the Bible. They knew God's word front and back. They knew what Micah the prophet had declared, where the birthplace would be. They knew exactly the place. They found the answer to their question. Herod posed that question. He commanded them to tell him, where will Messiah be born? Where did they go to find the answer? God's word. They found the answer to the question in God's word. But the problem is they failed to take God's word and apply it to themselves, to apply it to their life. Many people know a lot of facts about the Bible. Many of us know many of the stories in the Bible. Many of the people mentioned in the Bible, we're familiar with King David and Jonah and the great fish. We've heard all the Bible stories. But too many fail to find the Savior in the Bible. Amen. We know facts of the Bible, but we fail to find the Savior in the Bible. Just knowing the Christmas or Easter stories will not offer you forgiveness of your sins. You have to find the Savior in those stories. You see, every single story in this book, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, it's all about one person. It's all about Jesus Christ. So when we hear that Christmas story, we hear the Easter story, we hear the other stories, we need to understand it's all about Christ, and we need to find the Savior in those stories. Jesus made a way in the manger, and that way led him straight to Calvary's cross. Need to understand that the Bible is not just a good book. It's God's very word. It is our standard of truth. It's the source of our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. Our faith comes by hearing the word of God. The Bible is alive, it is powerful, and it reveals our precious Savior to us. I encourage you to open it up, to read it, and apply it to your heart and to your life, and allow God to transform you, to change your life. Allow Him to transform you, allow Him to love you, and allow Him to receive you as one of His own children. Amen. Last point I want us to see here this morning is that these unwise wise men, they also knew the ruler of all. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come the ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. God's plan of salvation was unfolding right before their very eyes. It was unfolding right in front of them. Centuries, hundreds and hundreds of years of prophecies were now being fulfilled right before their very eyes. The angelic appearances before the shepherds, the manger, the magi, the miraculous star, the virgin birth in Bethlehem, all of these prophecies made hundreds and hundreds of years before were now unfolding right before their very eyes. Yet they chose, and I want to emphasize that, it's a choice. These unwise wise men chose not to believe. They chose not to go unto Jesus and humble their heart. And the sad truth, the sad reality is it's the same for most people today. God is unveiling all the untimed prophecies right before our very eyes as well. The words of Daniel and Ezekiel and John the Revelator from the book of Revelation, all of these prophecies are unfolding right before our very eyes in our world today. Just as God gave hundreds of prophecies about Jesus' coming, his first coming as that little babe in Bethlehem, God also gives us hundreds and hundreds of prophecies about his second coming. But what we need to understand, his second coming, he's not going to come as that cute, precious little babe in Bethlehem. When he comes the second time, he is coming as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is coming as the judge of all mankind. The question is, what will your response be? Will you seek him like the true wise men did? Or will you refuse him like the unwise wise men did? Failing to believe and apply God's word. Failing to see the signs that were just unfolding right before their very eyes. Failing to accept God's free gift of salvation. These unwise wise men, they missed the Savior. It's my hope, it's my prayer today that you don't make that same mistake. Come find that precious Savior. He's in all these decorations. All these beautiful lights are for the light, the star of Bethlehem, Jesus Christ. Won't you find him?